Your North Iowa news continues on KCHA. A missing Northeast Iowa teenager has been located. The Bremer County Sheriff's Office reported that 13-year-old Chloe Davis of Tripola was last seen Tuesday morning in Tripola before school and was last heard from in Denver Tuesday evening. A department Facebook update just before 5:30 last evening indicated Davis's location is known and the appropriate authorities have been contacted. No other information was provided. Driving with bright lights has led to OWI and drug charges against a Northeast Iowa man. The Fayette County Sheriff's Office says 54-year-old Stephen Martin of Randalia was initially pulled over for failing to dim his headlights just after 11 o'clock Tuesday night in Randalia. During the traffic stop, it was determined that Martin was operating the vehicle under the influence after he failed numerous field sobriety tests. According to the criminal complaint, while Martin was being patted down for arrest, drug paraphernalia and a small amount of a green leafy substance was found on his person. Authorities say Martin also admitted to consuming alcohol, being a marijuana user, and possessing controlled substances. He's been charged with OWI second offense, an aggravated misdemeanor, possession of marijuana, a serious misdemeanor, and possession of drug paraphernalia, a simple misdemeanor. Iowa U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley will begin his 44th annual tour of 99 county meetings next week in North Iowa. Grassley will begin his meetings with local businesses, including question and answer sessions with employees in Bremer County on Tuesday. Additional tour meetings will be held in Blackhawk, Buchanan, Mitchell, Howard, Chickasaw, Worth, Cerro Gordo, and Hancock counties, February 20th through the 22nd. Grassley looks to hear from small business owners, students, teachers, medical professionals, manufacturers, and others who cannot take off time from work to attend the senator's regular town meetings. The Floyd County Sheriff's Office will auction off a vehicle next month. Per court-ordered general execution, the auction will be held at the Floyd County Sheriff's Office main parking lot in Charles City at 10 a.m. on Tuesday, March 5th. If the vehicle does not sell on that date, it will be offered again the following day, same time and location, and again the following day if needed. Up for bidding is a 2008 Ford F-150 Super Crew with almost 200,000 miles. Pictures of the truck are posted on the Floyd County Sheriff's Office Facebook page. If you'd like to inspect the vehicle prior to placing a bid, it can be viewed 1/2 hour prior to the sale on March 5th. The truck will be sold as is, and all sales will be final with no warranty. No test drives will be allowed. Winning bid will receive a bill of sale. Contact Lieutenant Travis Bartz at the Floyd County Sheriff's Office for more information. Maple sap harvesters across Northeast Iowa got the season started nearly 3 weeks early thanks to warmer than normal temperatures. Floyd County Conservation Director Adam Sears says this is the earliest start to the sap season he's seen in 10 years.
Normally, next week's when we start thinking about tapping trees, not 10 days ago. Everything's just moved forward, but hopefully we get a little longer season this year rather than just an earlier season.
Sears says the recent series of 50-degree days changed his usual timeline, and they've already collected about 1/3 of their normal sap collection.
We hope that, you know, we still get the full season that we would normally get on top of it, but we don't really know that depending on how fast it warms up continuously.
Floyd County Conservation typically harvests close to 10,000 gallons of sap each season, which yields about 200 gallons of maple syrup. Today on 95.9 KCHA and on Fab Oldies 1580 AM and 103.3 FM KCHA, continuing coverage from the Iowa Boys High School State Wrestling Tournament in Des Moines. Session 3 of Class 2A action starts at 9 a.m. today, Session 3 of Class 1A at 6 o'clock tonight. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. That's your North Iowa News on KCHA, also available online at kchanews.com.